do, this is chapter 118 in the laws of prayer, the laws of the Amida. And here we're talking about Chasimus Birchas Hashiva Uboi Beis Seifim. It's talking about the way we end off the blessing of Hashiva. Hashiva Shavteinu Kivarishona. That's one of the prayers, one of the blessings that we do in the Amida. So there's something unique about this blessing, the way we end off the blessing. He says, so Shiva Shavteinu Chosem Bo, over there you finish the blessing, you say, Melech Ohev Tzedakah U'Mishpat, the king who loves righteousness and justice. Melech Ohev Tzedakah U'Mishpat. We use the word Melech all the time by the blessings. When we say Baruch Atah Hashem Melech Ha'olam. So normal blessings we say Baruch Atah Hashem Melech. But in the Amidah, when we conclude the blessing, we don't say Melech over there. We say Baruch Atah Hashem Mevarech Hashanim, or we say Baruch Atah Hashem Hakel HaKadosh. You don't say Baruch Atah Hashem Melech. You don't say, but by the bracha Hashiva, we say Melech Ohev Tzedakah U'Mishpat. Baruch Atah Hashem Melech. We say the king. Why? Mashenkin b'shar brachot she'en malchut b'chatimatan. When we conclude, we don't say malchut. We don't say Hashem is the king. Ella b'mishpat bilvad. So he says, but over there we don't, only over here. Why? So why only by Mishpat do we say Melech? Because that's based on the verse, Mishum Shenemar Melech b'Mishpat Yamid Aretz. Because the verse states in Mishlei, Chavtet, Patsuk Dalet, it says, a king with justice, b'mishpat, through judgment, through justice, yamid eretz, will have the land stand. So you need justice in the land in order to stand. So when you say, we can say, Baruch Atah Hashem, mishpat, oseh mishpat, ohev tzedakah mishpat, but we add the word melech, based on the pasuk, melech b'mishpat yamid eretz. Umerosh Hashanah ad Yom HaKippur, Chosem HaMelech HaMishpat. From Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, this 10 days of Teshuvah, we don't say Melech Ohev Tzedakah U'Mishpat. Over there we say HaMelech HaMishpat. We don't say Tzedakah U'Mishpat because it's days of judgment. Upirushehu Melech HaMishpat, who is a king of judgment. V'cheinu Lashon HaMikra Lepamim. And so we find the verse Kmo Ha'aron Habrit, which means Hamelech Hamishpat. We don't say Melech Hamishpat, we say Hamelech Hamishpat. We have the two Hays, Hamelech. We don't say Melech Ham, the king of Mishpat, but we say Hamelech Hamishpat. But we find it in the Sukim Mo Ha'aron Habrit. We say two Hays. Vidome. V'im Omar Melech Oyev Tzedakah Mishpat. But on the 10 days of Teshuvah, if you say Melech Oyev Tzedakah Mishpat, Yidbaer B'Simen Tav Kuf Pei Beis, we will explain that you have to, it's a question whether you have to say it again or not. The reason he explains over there why I said it, he made Teshuvah, over there is time of judgment. We only want to talk about Melech. God is a king then. We don't want to talk about Tzedakah. We don't want to talk about righteousness. We talk about strictness. Over there is judgment. Because Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the whole world is being judged before Hashem. Further, we have the extra blessing. Originally, the Amidah had only 18 blessings. Then they instituted the 19th blessing. The 19th blessing came about, that's a blessing, it's almost like a curse. There were people that used to cause a lot of trouble for the religious people. They disturbed them, they slandered them in front of the government, they didn't let them observe the Torah and the mitzvot. So they made a special bracha, that's called the bracha of Elam al-Shinim. Elam al-Shinim, al-Shinim means those who slander, those who speak bad to the government against the people to cause them harm. So he says, "V'lam al shinim alti sikva v'chol arisha mehera." All the blessing over there. So he says, Sarich lichlol gam hazeidim. You also include the word zeidim. Zeidim is another language of the evil people. So you say, al mashinim. You say, Allah ba'al hazeidim. Shenemar, v'shever poshim v'chataim yachdav. V'azve Hashem yichlu. This is a this pasuk is in Yeshayahu verse 1 pasuk chav ches. So over there it says, so it talks about poshim poshea means somebody who intentionally does sin. It talks about chataim, sinners, which are sometimes understood as accidental sinners, together. And then it says, Vo'ezvei Hashem, and those who neglect Hashem, Yichlu, will falter, will cease. So he said like this, Oizvei Hashem, who are those who leave Hashem? Elu haminim, those are the minim. What is a minim? Amin. Minim, what is a minim? She'enam baminim bedat Moshe, Shoaita min hashamayim. Those are people that don't believe that Moshe Rabbeinu's religion, that Moshe Rabbeinu taught us, comes from Hashem. They don't believe that it comes from Hashem. Which, by the way, the Rambam writes the words, we say, Torah tziva lanu Moshe. The word Torah is Tav Vav Resh Hei equals numerical value 611. Because 611 mitzvot we heard from Moshe. God taught us too, because by Har Sinai, the first two sayings we heard directly from God. So that makes 613. So two come from God, and 611 come from Moshe. So if one doesn't believe that what Moshe's religion, that it is min hashamayim, that's called the minim. Those are called ozve Hashem. They don't believe that the Torah comes from min hashamayim. Uposhim elu hazedim. Poshim, poshea means one who is a zedim. What is a zedim? This means somebody who intentionally, rebelliously. Kiposhim, elu hamordim. Those who rebel. Sometimes a person violates a mitzvah or a commandment because they can't resist the temptation. So it's something which they're not doing it to rebel. They're not doing it against. They do it because, you know, it's easier for them like that. It's hard for them. It's more difficult. But that's a whole different level when you do it in a rebellious way. In a rebellious way, you say, I don't care about God, and I don't care about the mitzvot, and defiantly doing it. That's called basically mordim, those who are zedim. That's what it calls hazedim. Kemo shekasuv, like it says, Melech Moav, Pasha. Pasha over there, B. That means, Pasha means he rebelled against me. So that's what is the understanding of the word Pasha is understood as rebelling. So that's the extra blessing. That's the extra blessing that they added. Then you have the next blessing. You have when you talk about tzaddikim. You say Allah tzaddikim. Ubebirchat hatzaddikim, tzaddik lichlol gam gere tzaddik. We also must include the righteous converts. We're saying Allah tzaddikim, meaning not only those who were tzaddikim all the time, but even people that joined the Jewish religion, so they became true converts. Mishum shenemar. Why do we have to bring tzaddikim? Because the pasuk says, "Mipnei seva takum." You should get up before an older man. But in this context, it means an older man, a righteous man, meaning a person who is a tzaddik. And then it says, "V'chi yagur itcha," that when a pasuk talks about a convert, so we see the Torah puts the tzaddik next to the convert in the Torah, in the order of the Torah. So therefore, when we talk about the tzaddikim, we also have to talk about the gerei tzedek. Hagerim smuchim letzaddikim. So we see that the converts come next to the tzaddikim. Is lakach kulam kolulam bebracha achad. That's why we include them all in one blessing. Say, Allah tzaddikim, v'ala chasidim, v'al zikne amcha bet Yisrael, v'al gerei hatzedek, and on the true converts. What does it say, Gerei Tzedek? Because unfortunately, sometimes people convert not for the right reasons. So if they don't convert for the right reasons, then the conversion is not really a valid conversion, because it's not, the idea of a conversion means to accept the mitzvot, to accept Hashem. But if somebody is converting for other reasons, they're not really accepting the mitzvot, they're not accepting Hashem, they're just going through the motions just to say that. And I know in Israel they have a lot of problems, because a lot of people complain about Israel, but relative to the places they come from, they love Israel. It's a good place, from the former Soviet Union, from all the other countries, from the African countries, from all over. You know, it's like heaven next to where they live from, where they come from. So everybody wants to come to Israel. But in Israel, the people who are Jewish have a right of return. They have the right to return there, because if they're Jewish. Now the question is, what makes you Jewish? So the people want to say, we're Jewish, and that's it, you know. And that's becomes a problem, because they're not really Jewish. They want, you know. And if somebody comes to Israel, there's many kinds of benefits you get. They give you breaks and tax breaks, various different things. So they want to come. So that becomes a problem. So that's why we say Gerei Tzedek, meaning Gerei Tzedek. The Rambam writes to one of his students who was a Gerei Tzedek, and he says to him, you are actually, he says, on a higher level than we that were born to the Jewish religion, he says, because we are all children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah, but you are a child of God himself, because you recognize that you may not come directly from the lineage, but you come from directly, because a Gerei Tzedek is Kikatu Shenol Adami. He comes, he's directly connected to Hashem. So don't feel that any inferior or anything less, but on the contrary, you're actually in a higher level.